You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
We're going to look at Luke 1, and I have tousled and seek the Lord's face about, am I going to read all of these verses? And yes, I am, because those are the verses God gave me. So let's look at Luke 1, 26, and we're going to read through 38. Amen? I'm reading from the NIV. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Amen? Amen. I'd like to talk to you for a little bit from the subject of essentials for motherhood, encouragement from Mary's life. Amen? Amen. Essentials for motherhood. You may be seated. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow right now in the very name of Jesus, saying we need you right now, Father, because, Father, we know that you are the holy and righteous God. We're not interested in a word from Pat Smith or any man. We come to you because we want a word from you on a Mother's Day. We come to you, Father, because we know that your word is eternal. Father, we come to you because we know that your word brings transformation. So come right now, Lord. Let there be none of Pat Smith. Let there be all of you, and bring forth your word. Open our hearts to your word, Lord. Pour it down in us and let it fall on fertile ground. Oh, Father, I personally pray that there be none of me. I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for you to preach today, Father. In the name of Jesus, you have said that he who has an ear, let him hear. Father, we acknowledge that our ears won't be open unless you open them. So open them, Lord, and we just ask you right now to speak, Lord, speak. Speak, Lord, speak. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Essentials for motherhood. Encouragement from Mary's life. Y'all know I like to say, leave your Bibles open. I got mine all written out, but follow me in the word. Amen. Once again, Deacon and I are blessed and thankful to be here on this Lord's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Please allow me to begin by acknowledging that there are days when I look around me as a mom and a grand and I see, read, listen to the many messages that the culture is speaking, when I see and hear the deception the enemy of our souls is moving around and about in the atmosphere, my heart simply hurts. It seems that every day we are given a new opportunity to ask the question, have you ever? And answer it with no, I never. As this world spirals downward, the enemy is turning up the heat. Our flesh allures us to sin, and that old nature just waits for the opportunity to rule. It is obvious that people are moving farther and farther from the God who created us all for a love relationship with himself. And truly, love waxes cold. That's why we got to sing them songs. I need you, you need me, because love waxes cold. Amen? I find myself praying for hearts to be spiritually awakened and for God's continued grace and mercy in this world while we wait on him. Amen? As parents and grands, we are especially concerned for our children, no matter how old they are, because as moms and dads, we don't just say, you 18 and you out of my heart. No, no matter how old our children are, till the day we die, we always have concern for our children, and especially in a day and age like this, navigating in such a world without being sucked in, beaten up, bruised, and possibly dead. Amen? Well, I'm so thankful on this Mother's Day that God knows all about our cares and concerns. He knows about our problems and issues of life, and he brings us encouragement from the life of Mary, Jesus' mother. Now, I don't want any of us to get it confused. As believers in Christ, as our Lord and Savior, we do not worship nor do we pray to Mary or any other created person or thing for that matter. We worship and pray Jesus alone. Amen. As we honor all mothers today, we acknowledge and recognize that God in his sovereignty and in his wisdom bestowed upon this teenager, this young teenager, his creation, a special assignment with which will never be repeated. God chose to involve Mary in his amazing, gracious, merciful, steeped in love miracle of his eternal, holy, righteous, pure, and perfect son being placed into the womb of a woman to be born into the earth realm as the son of man who would shed his blood as our substitute and sacrificial lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, that was a shout now, y'all. Come on. Can't feed nobody before service no more. Amen. All the glory belongs to God. Amen. Now, when I look at Mary's involvement, I get excited. Because while God was bringing his son, our Lord and Savior, into the world, he never stopped doing what he continues to do until this day, and that is create sons and daughters in the wombs of his creation called woman. Now, I was curious to know, well, how many times has that happened on the earth? How many people have been born on the earth over all time? And the Population Reference Bureau estimates it to be 117 billion. That's a lot of mothers. That's a lot of babies. And just as the sovereign creator God chose Mary for her assignment, he chose each and every mother and father of the 117B. He brought into the earth he created. I pray we all get this because, well, none of us will ever be the son of God and the son of man, the savior of the world, because we just need one and only he qualified. Amen? We were all created by the one who is. We were created by him, through him, and for him. And Isaiah 43:7 assures us that he formed and made us for his great glory. Oh, there you go again. That's another shout there. Hallelujah. It says, you and I, our children, each and every person ever born, each one of the 117B, were not mistakes, wasn't accidents, wasn't oops or happenstance. No, the master designer of all creation made us all on purpose. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen to David speaking to God in Psalm 139, 13 through 16. For you, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in this secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. Oh, as I shout now, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. These are verses of celebration. For just as God chose and highly favored Grace Mary as his chosen vessel to bring our Lord and Savior into the world, he chose and graced each and every mother for the privilege and honor of his personal knitting and weaving together his creation in her womb, in the secret place. I mean, just meditate on that for a minute. Let it marinate for a little bit. It might be after you get out of here before it sinks down in your spirit. But when it does get there, celebrate the goodness of God that in his wisdom and in his infinite power, we are all wonderful works of his heart, his hand, his image. Glory to your name, Lord. Yeah, it's a great mystery to us, more than our finite minds can even begin to comprehend. But just as Jesus being born through a young virgin is a supernatural work of God, so is every child. And oh, what an awesome, blessed privilege it is to be a mother. God has entrusted his children to us, and he calls us to hide these truths in our own hearts. We don't need to have it confused as parents. We need to have it hidden in our heart. Then we need to teach it and speak it over the children. So when the culture attempts to influence their hearts and minds with lies and deception, they're able to stand firm in the love and the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Every child, every person has these truths in common with Mary. Created by God, loved by God, a wonderful work of God, created in the image of God, for the purposes of God, and we're in God's heart and thoughts. Hallelujah. And today is the day for a beautiful, fearfully and wonderful May celebration of the great God I am, the one who did it. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he's worthy of the praise, worthy of it all. Thank you, Lord. Now, listen. I know. I tell you, I know. Mother's Day can be hard for some of us because mama didn't get everything right. But let me tell you, none of us do. But never forget that it was through our moms that you and I do have life. So bless her today. Love her today. Encourage her today. For she is and was God's chosen vessel. As he gave you life and brought you into the world. Hallelujah. Today is a day to say to our mothers, thank you for carrying me in your womb for all those months. Thank you for every doctor's visit. Thank you for every vitamin swallowed. Thank you for keeping me safe until I took my first breath. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. It's Mother's Day, and I just want to say thank you. You know when we do that, that's what I believe. I believe the Lord can work in those words of honor and thanks. And even though there might be some issues around, when we come like that, I believe God can move by his spirit and release some freedom, release deliverance, release restoration, release healing and joy on this Mother's Day. And we give him praise, honor, and glory for it. Amen. Now, as I look at Mary's story, I'm blessed and impressed that Mary did not have all the things that the world and culture tell us we must have to fulfill our roles as mothers. At least the scriptures do not tell us that Mary had ultrasounds to make sure everything was cooking okay. No Lamar's classes, and no baby shower, no gender reveal party. And no nursery set out in fine design, not even warm, clean sheets as she delivered. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those things in and of themselves. I just not thinking that Mary had any of these. Instead, this young girl finds herself away from home and even away from her mom. Y'all know how it is when we're pregnant, how important mom comes to us. Her birthing center is most likely a smelly shed or barn with straw and animals, a place that most of us would look at our hubbies and say, I don't know what you're going to do. But this ain't happening here. And I would advise you to get it done quick. The scriptures do not tell us that Mary even had a midwife. All we know is found in Luke 2, 6b. The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. That's the way babies come, right? They come at the time assigned by God. He's the one that numbers our days and time on earth. Amen? So Mary delivers baby Jesus without any of those things, but a close look at the text reveals that this chosen, but most likely poor, most likely uneducated, most likely not valued by the culture at that time, this teenager was rich. She was rich, wealthy, with the essentials for being a mother that her children rise up and call her blessed. Amen? And the good news for you and me as mothers and grands, those essentials are still available today. Not just mothers, but fathers, right? Yeah, we're preaching to everybody today. And every time I say mother, you fathers say, how does that fit for me? Because I'm going to tell you it's going to fit. Amen? See, Pastor, you ain't have to worry about the fathers. See, we see the first one in verse 28, when Gabriel assures Mary, the Lord is with you. It was the promise of God to be with her in this motherhood experience. Not only was God with Mary, but she will in fact give birth to the one whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. It's another shout now, hallelujah, because this same God has promised those who have placed their faith in Jesus to be with us always until the end of the age. That means until our time on this side is over and everything in between, including motherhood. We are sure that when that baby is in the womb, God is with us. When we experience the joy of holding that precious gift for the first time and love just floods all through our hearts and souls, looking into those beautiful eyes, and y'all know how we do. We got them right there up there. We start looking, playing with their fingers and playing with their toes and just beholding and marveling at the wonderful, fearfully made son or daughter that God has entrusted to us. God is right there in that moment. God is right there in every breath, in every moment. First words, first steps, God is with us. You know they grow, right? Mumbling words and missteps, God is with us. In every highlight, in every sleepless night, God is with us. As our children begins nursery school and as life schools our children, God is with us. When they cause our hearts to dance and in seasons of rebellion, uncertainty, and disappointment, God is with us. I know it's so. In dating and marriage and even those times that it seems to all fall apart, God is with us. In sickness and disease, yeah. In healing and raising us up, God is with us. In every season, God is with us in this God-sized assignment. Yay, Lord. What a great grace it is to know that the word he sent to Mary, he speaks to us today. Do not be afraid. I am with you every step of the way. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even in the midst of a confused culture and an upside down world. You are not alone. I am that I am. Everything. everything that you need. The second and third essentials we see in Mary's life as a mother are the scriptures and faith. It is obvious that this young girl found the word to be a treasure. In verse 46 through 55, we read what is known as Mary's song, and it's loaded with scripture. She didn't have to go find a scroll. She couldn't Google it because they wasn't here yet. The word just flows up from her heart unto the Lord. This tells us that the scriptures held great value for her and informed her perspective. Let me say that again. The scriptures held great value for her and it informed her perspective. When Gabriel tells her that she will be with child, she didn't laugh like Rachel did when told she'd bear a child in old age. Instead, she asks a question. How will this be since I'm a virgin? These are not words of disbelief. She simply didn't understand how a virgin could give birth to a child. But once Gabriel, and Gabriel is representing God right here, explained that thing to her, what Mary knew about God from his scriptures, his character, his nature, his attributes, his miracles, his power, it causes her to immediately step out in faith and surrender to his will and purposes for her life. She replies, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as God has spoken. Mary's faith embraced the truth that, number one, she was God's servant. Two, that God is always true to his word. Three, that he is a promise-keeping God. Hallelujah. As mothers and fathers, we need to embrace this truth for ourselves and live it out before our children so that the love of God and the word of God is the filter of every narrative the enemy attempts to sow. Every dot he fires in that direction so that every deceptive maneuver he makes is cast down by truth and the Lord's purposes and plans for their lives are established. Elizabeth's confirmations of Mary's faith speaks as well. She says, blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her would be accomplished. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Mary illustrates walking by faith and not sight. Because let me tell you, now y'all men might not get it, but we women do. She didn't have no evidence of her pregnancy. Y'all know it takes a minute for our bodies to tell us that we're with child. Yet she believed in the moment that since God said it, he would accomplish it. He would bring to fruition his good and perfect plan. And mothers need that kind of faith. In fact, mothers need a no matter what faith, hallelujah, that trusts God's sufficient grace for the all of life. And we need to teach and demonstrate this to our children so that when the core culture, the world, the enemy, and even their flesh, our flesh, speaks different from God, inviting them to come over here. Come over here. You're going to love it over here. Our children will reply, no, I'm good. I got Jesus. I got his word. I'm good right where I am. I'm staying in the safety zone. As mothers, there are times that we must walk a but God faith. The enemy is trying after my child, but God. I'm tired and weak, but God. It's more than my mind can handle, but it ain't greater than God, but God. Oh, yeah, he set the trap, but God came to the rescue. Let me just say that every child who has a mama, every husband who has or have had a wife that embraces a no matter what, a but God faith, that lived that out in front of you, encouraged you to do the same, stood there in the trenches with you on bended knee, declaring but God, but God, but God, but God, but God. Yeah, you ought to thank God for that mama. Oh, yeah. You should honor and celebrate her well on this Mother's Day. And then you go out and live that out in front of your children. Amen? Amen. You say, yeah, Pat, yeah, I get it. But whew, being a mama is a lot. It's a heavy load. I get you. I'm a mama and a grand, amen? I understand exactly what you're saying, but that's where that fourth essential for motherhood comes in. Verse 35, just as the Holy Spirit was involved in Mary's motherhood, God graces every believer in Jesus Christ with this same Holy Spirit to live in us, to come alongside us and help us in any and all areas of need. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, our helper, the indwelling Christ who desires to control all, to work within us and out of us the love, wisdom, knowledge, patience, understanding we need so we and our children can navigate this broken, fallen world. He gives strength, peace, comfort along the journey. Mother's Day is a most certainly a day to celebrate the truth that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Because he's in us, we have the power and the authority of God to defeat the enemy in this battle for the souls of our children. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Abide in him, dear mom, and allow God to lead you all the way. The fifth essential for motherhood is prayer. Our children do for us what we did for our parents, and that is teach us what taking to the Lord in prayer really means. Prayer is needed for every step of this journey. The Lord tells us plainly, man ought always to pray and pray continually. In this text, Mary is talking with God through Gabriel, but praise God, we don't do it like that no more. Jesus' work on the cross split the curtain wide open so we can now go in at any time, any moment, come to the throne room and have a little talk with Jesus that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Let me tell you, it don't take long being a mama to realize that that need is 24/7. One writer penned it like this: a day without prayer is a boast against God. A day without prayer, mama, daddy, grandmama, grandpa, and all down through the family, auntie, uncle, whoever. A day without prayer is a boast against God, because it says to him, we got this. A wise mom knows up that apart from God, we ain't got nothing. We can't even walk without holding his hand. Oh, we don't have strength without seeking his face. Yeah, we're seeking after him. We're lost without his speaking into our hearts truth, wisdom, direction, and peace. We got to talk this assignment out with the Lord on an ongoing basis. Well, we take no breaks from prayer. Hallelujah. Mary understood the great grace of prayer and the need to begin to pray from conception to the grave. It is a wise father and mother who never stops praying for his, her child, and teaches her child never stop praying. I remember my precious granddaddy. Y'all know I love my granddaddy. He would sit on his front porch when Smith and I were going together. Smith had this old white Chevrolet Impala. It was a stick thing. He fly up that street with them gears going every kind of way. We go visit granddaddy. Granddaddy looks Smith right in his eye and he says, Smith, you're living off the prayers of your mother and your daddy. Just ask him at the service. He'll tell you, my granddaddy was right. Let's not ever stop praying for our children. Amen. Never stop praying for your children, no matter how well things may seem. There are spiritual battles going on of which we do not know. Just ask Job. Never stop praying for your children, for they don't always share with us how the culture is affecting their minds and their hearts, their spirit. Never stop praying for your children, for the enemy comes to steal, kill, destroy, and devour. Never stop praying for your children, no matter how old they get. Never stop praying for your children, no matter how hard things look. For nothing is impossible for our God. Hallelujah. We don't know everything, but praise God, he does. And we can trust him to be behind the scenes as we pray, working all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. A wise mom and dad puts on his, her war clothes each and every day and fights every battle on their knees. Knowing that when we surrender our children to God, knowing that they belong to him first, he will work it all out according to his plan and purposes. Hallelujah. Mary was rich with the essentials of Maryhood, and there is so much more in that scripture. I pray you spend some time there and ask God to show it to you. But Mary was rich, and so are we. God has given us his sure and certain promises to be with us always, his Holy Spirit living in us, his eternal word, a measure of faith in the great grace of prayer. Mothers, how very blessed and privileged we are to be the highly favored and graced by God as his chosen vessels of bringing his precious creations into the world. But the work doesn't stop there. We're blessed and privileged as well to introduce them to the God who created them for a love relationship with himself. We're blessed and privileged as well to introduce them and invite them to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. We're blessed and privileged as well to train them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We're blessed and privileged as well to speak the word and the wisdom of God to them and in them all their lives. Hallelujah. Blessed and privileged to cover them in prayer and to plead the blood of Jesus over them. Blessed and privileged to be instrumental in their be overcoming all that the culture and the world presents. Blessed and privileged to lead them to living for the glory of God who formed them and made them and us for his glory. And they're going to do that best as they see that in us. Hallelujah. Oh, what a privilege. A privilege so great that surely we can join Mary in that last essential of motherhood. And that is to worship and praise such an amazing, marvelous, wonderful, beautiful, awesome, loving, gracious, merciful, great, good, compassionate, good Father and Savior, who's worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory. Mary declared, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. And I just want to say, are there any humble servants in here today? Any children of servant mothers in here today? Any husbands of servant mothers in here today? Then come on. Oh, bless the Lord at all times with me. Let us magnify his name and rejoice in him together. And sing out hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for mama. Thank you, Lord, that we are the saved and redeemed. And with you, we have everything we need, every essential we need to fulfill your calling as parents. Oh, thank you, Lord, in the very name of Jesus. I bless you today.